Tom, I am Speaker. I am America's voice. God bless America. Thank you for being here. It's Tuesday, October 20th, 2020, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, one of the most famous Trump-hating liberal pundits has been jerked off from CNN for a virtual sexual disaster. Jeffrey Toobin apparently dropped his pants and, well, masturbated on a live Zoom call with members of the New Yorker staff. We'll talk about that only because we have to. Number two, voters are telling Gallup by wide margins that this is the most important election in decades in America. A whopping 77% say this election is more important than any other in their lifetimes. And number one, it's remarkable to watch the clown car full of discredited anti-Trump zealot journalists that spent years trying to tell you that they had actual evidence on the Trump presidency colluding with Russia to manipulate the 2016 election, only to have it all fall apart. Now they pivot and say, no, that's not Hunter Biden's laptop. It's a hoax. It's Russian interference. Remarkable, isn't it? It really is remarkable how far the journalists will go. And in fact, yesterday, Glenn Greenwald, liberal journalist, by the way, from The Intercept, who worked hard on the Edward Snowden case and brought much of that information to the forefront, says it's remarkable the cone of silence around Joe Biden and Hunter Biden about the laptop discovered at a Delaware computer repair facility. Remarkable that they won't say anything, even though the Bidens have not denied the fact that the laptop is real and that the emails are genuine. The photographs are certainly genuine. All of it. The cone of silence. Here's how he put it. Is there a single journalist willing to say with a straight face they believe the emails relating to the Bidens are either fabricated or otherwise fraudulently altered? But the Bidens just aren't saying so. Let's be honest. We know better. If you were hit with a bunch of fraudulent charges about an email or a scandal, you would start by saying it's not true. Certainly, if it wasn't true, you would say that. The fact is, the wall of silence reinforces the idea that the laptop is real, the allegations are real, and the implications are certainly real, because it would indicate that Joe Biden is completely compromised. Don't forget, Hunter Biden, in one of the exchanges, in a text message, tells his sister, at least you don't have to give half to Dad, talking about proceeds, talking about money. And as Rudy Giuliani said right here on this program, it's the most clear and convincing evidence he's ever seen in a RICO-type case, a criminal enterprise-type case, a racketeering case, a money laundering case. It's the most clear evidence he's ever seen. Joe Biden is compromised. Joe Biden is in hiding right now. And yet journalists of all stripes continue to try to protect him. It is truly frightening the extent with which they will go. The fact of the matter is, if you're a real journalist, you would ask the questions. Is it real? When you support, let me put it this way from Glenn Greenwald. Here's another tweet from last night. When you report a huge archive, there's no way to prove the negative, that none of it is altered. You can investigate and confirm as much as you can. Then use your journalistic judgment. The only way, hear this, the only way you get confirmation is when the subjects of the reporting don't deny the authenticity. Don't deny the authenticity. Therein lies the problem. As a journalist publishing private communications and docs that are incriminating, you know the subjects of the reporting will immediately claim they're fake, if they are. Of course they will. That would kill the reporting, but in this case, it hasn't happened. The huge scandal to me is the blatant rank closing and cone of silence, a prohibition erected by journalists, loosely speaking, around this story to defend and protect Joe Biden. That's the real issue here. Now, appearing on Fox Business, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin said there might be more here than we've originally discussed. other items. It could be deeply disturbing, deeply upsetting, and completely illegal, including child pornography issues. It's bite number five. Bite number five from Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin talking about this yesterday morning on Fox Business. Here it is.
If an FBI agent is working on child pornography issues for 5 years, why is he subpoenaing the laptop of Hunter Biden? Is there a connection here? Should this suggest that there's a child pornography issue here on that laptop?
Well, I think he just made the connection. Again, this is what the FBI, I think, has to come clean about. This isn't a standard investigation where, you know, if the FBI doesn't indict somebody, that everything remains confidential. This is something that, as we were talking about, relates to national security. And if there's criminal activity involved that could be tied to Hunter Biden or his business associates, or even possibly tied back to other members of the Biden family, and as some of these emails indicate, that Joe Biden was fully aware of this. He was taking his 10% cut or requiring 50% from his family member's salary. This needs to be known before Americans go to the polls.
Taking a 50% cut of his family's salary. Yeah, we would probably want to know that. That's why Joe Biden is hiding out right now. He's not going to appear until Thursday. Meanwhile, President Trump is out on the campaign trail. You can imagine he spoke about it every stop along the way, including Nevada yesterday. Here is the president sharpening his claws on Joe Biden, who has called that lid until Thursday. It's bite number four. Bite number four with the president talking about Joe Biden. Go.
In 2016, you voted to fire this corrupt and decrepit political establishment, and you elected an outsider as president to finally put America first. And we've learned over the last couple of months, Joe Biden is a corrupt politician. He's a corrupt politician. And the Biden family is a criminal enterprise. Frankly, it makes crooked Hillary Clinton look like an amateur. Now, whoever saw anything like this? He goes to China. The kid is followed like a vacuum cleaner. He follows and follows and follows. And unfortunately, it sounds like he left his laptop behind. Don't they have thousands? Here's a guy, didn't have a job, but now he's taking in millions, and plenty of it goes to Joe Biden, too.
Can you imagine, honestly, if this was Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr., and it was even remotely similar, it would be all the media's talking about. Instead, they continue to bury the story. At any rate, we'll have more on this as we continue out the day here. But next, coming up, Jeffrey Toobin gets caught with his pants down. No, really caught with his pants down. And then gets jerked off from CNN as a result. We'll talk about that plus so much more. Don't go anywhere. It's 14 after on a Tuesday on the Steve Rivers Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.